potential challenges. Anticipating some of the frustrations teachers may have can also be beneficial. Let's take a look at a few. Distortion of continuum. Schools might only use part of the continuum because of the availability of services. The ARD committee must keep the availability of services and resources in mind while making placement decisions. Keep in mind that each student's plan is individualized and should be designed to meet their specific needs. Tension. Who is responsible for the success of students receiving special education services on state assessments? Sometimes teachers have a difficult time sharing ownership of students. Failure to engage in authentic collaboration. Educators in the classroom need time to collaborate and plan for the needs of each student. Need to redesign specialized support. What will support of students look like in a general education classroom? Students who receive special education services should have specially designed instruction, or SDI, in place. If they do not, we need to ask ourselves, why is the student receiving special education services, and how does that student qualify, as the student must have both a disability and a need for SDI? Specially designed instruction is the instruction provided to a student with a disability who has an IEP in order to help him or her master IEP goals or objectives based on the impact of the disability. Many of these frustrations can be avoided by embracing the values behind inclusion. School leaders should clearly communicate to educators and families that best practices to facilitate inclusion are identical to best practices for educating all students. Inclusion is not merely an add-on, but a natural extension of promising research-based education practices that positively affect the teaching and learning of all students.